Married at First Sight, Chapter 2861, Kira said, "If I get together with Julian, I can move out after marriage and stay away from my parents-in-law." After Mrs. Karen was silent, she said, "If his mother doesn't accept you, even if you don't live together, it would be very easy for her to find fault with you and destroy your relationship as a couple. Can't he sever ties with his biological mother because of you?" Kira stopped talking. After a while, she sighed and said, "Mom, do you mean to tell me not to accept Julian? I thought it through originally, but now I'm confused again. I don't know what to do. I think it's better to live alone. A little bit, you don't have to deal with those complicated interpersonal relationships. My temperament is not suitable for dealing with people who are too narrow-minded. It is said that mothers-in-law in wealthy families are difficult to get along with. There are few people who are as sensible as Serenity and Jasmine's mother-in-law. I heard Serenity say, when she first got together with Zachary, her mother-in-law couldn't accept her from the bottom of her heart. But her mother-in-law has never done anything to hurt her or damage the husband and wife. When others gossip about her, her mother-in-law will publicly defend her and scold those who gossip about her, saying that her mother-in-law has always been elegant, generous, and well-educated, but she cursed people to protect her. It's the same. She actually doesn't spend much time with her mother-in-law, but she respects her parents-in-law very much. I think there are relatively few mothers-in-law like this." Mrs. Karen said to her, "You haven't met Julian's parents yet. How do you know his parents don't like you? You have to meet them first." Kira said, "But I'm afraid that if I fall in love with him and have a relationship, his parents won't like me and want to separate us. Wouldn't it be extremely painful? In this case, it's better not to develop in the first place and just maintain the status quo, like now. In this way, we can be brothers and friends." Mrs. Karen. "Auntie, Auntie, are you at home?" When Mrs. Karen was speechless, the mother and daughter heard someone calling Mrs. Karen downstairs. The voice sounded like it belonged to Julian. Kira was originally calm, but because of her mother's words, her mood was confused again. When she heard Julian's cry, she didn't know how to face Julian for a moment, so she said to her mother, "Mom, it seems that Julian is back. You go and have a look. Don't tell him that I'm upstairs and I don't know how to face him yet." "Mrs. Karen, don't think so much. Just let nature take its course. Maybe Julian's parents will like you very much." Mrs. Karen comforted Kira, then got up, walked out of the room, and went downstairs. Julian was still shouting downstairs. He entered the kitchen and saw the dishes washed and the hot pot soup base prepared, but Mrs. Karen was missing. "Julian, I went upstairs to collect the clothes. You came back so early today. You used to come back at 7 or 8 o'clock. Mrs. Karen responded to Julian as she went downstairs, still saying, "It's snowing now, and it's getting late. Why haven't Kira and her brothers come back? Julian, don't you need to socialize? I'll just finish my work during the day and leave the social work to others. Brother Cheng and the others will be back soon. Auntie, isn't Kira back?" Julian wanted to find Kira, but Kendrick advised him not to look for it and told Kira to calm down. He resisted chasing after Kira and returned to Karen's house to help Mrs. Karen prepare dinner. After seeing the situation in the kitchen, she didn't need his help. Where did Kira go when it snows? Where will she go? Kira didn't have any good best friends, and she had very few female friends. The only ones she could chat with were her senior brothers and a few senior sisters. Julian's heart was tied to Kira. "I don't know if she's back. Don't you usually go to the martial arts gym first, after getting off work? Didn't you see her in any martial arts gym? Mrs. Karen lied until her face turned red and she was out of breath. The answer she gave Julian was not absolute. Anyway, she had just gone upstairs to collect her clothes. She didn't know what was strange about her daughters not coming back. Chapter 2862. Julian smiled guiltily and said, "I went to the martial arts gym, and she said she had something to do. I thought she had gone home. Auntie, is there anything you need my help with?" Mrs. Karen walked to the sofa and sat down, took out the TV remote control, turned on the TV, and said, "We're going to have hot pot tonight. The ingredients are all ready. There's nothing more to do. Julian, come over and chat with me." "Okay." Julian was happy to chat with his future mother-in-law. If he behaves well, her mother-in-law will like him more and more. He went to pour a glass of warm water for Mrs. Karen and then sat down, opposite her. With a warm smile on his face, he asked with a warm smile, "Auntie, what do you want to talk about?" "Let's talk casually, talk about home life, talk about children, that's all a housewife like me can talk about." Mrs. Karen put down the TV remote control, looked at Julian, and suddenly asked, "Julian, you have not been in love or married in your 30s. Are your parents very demanding?" "They don't like the girls you like, so you are angry and don't want to fall in love and get married?" Julian's black eyes flickered. Mrs. Karen rarely asked him this question, but suddenly, Kira was back, and the mother and daughter were talking. Kira might have told her mother about his sudden confession that is it Kira or Mrs. Karen who is worried that the front door of his butcham family is difficult to enter? "Auntie, to tell you the truth, my parents are very anxious. The only requirement they have for me is that the person I want to marry must be a woman. As long as I am willing to get married, they will be happy. Their requirements for their daughter-in-law are really not high. Mrs. Karen, to put it this way, when you really meet a girl you like, but she is not the type your parents like, their attitude will change. People are like this. They want it when they don't have it, and they want it again after they have it. The better ones will be picky in all kinds of ways. The human heart is never satisfied and always wants more and better." Julian was silent. He raised his head and looked upstairs. He seemed to see someone shrinking back. He knew that Kira was eavesdropping upstairs. "Auntie, other people's parents may be like that, but my parents are not like that. There is something that I have been hiding from everyone. I am embarrassed to say it. In fact, I am sick. It is because of my illness that I am 30 years old. Many of them are still single." Hearing this, Mrs. Karen's eyes widened, and she looked Julian up and down, in disbelief. Kira, who was hiding upstairs and eavesdropping, was also stunned. "Is Julian sick?" "Because he was ill. He did not get married in his 30s. Is it inhumane? Or is it a terminal illness with a short life expectancy?" But Julian didn't look like someone suffering from a terminal illness. That meant he was inhumane. Mrs. Karen came to her senses and asked, "What's wrong with you? You look very healthy. You don't look like a patient, no matter what." "Julian, Auntie, Kira is upstairs, right? I want to confess everything to her." Mrs. Karen nodded instinctively. Chapter 2863. Julian stood up and said to Mrs. Karen, "Auntie, let me go upstairs and talk to Kira. I will tell Kira without reservation about my illness." "Mrs. Karen, oh, okay, you guys have a nice chat, and I'll ask you to come downstairs for dinner later." Julian walked upstairs. Mrs. Karen looked at his back and murmured in a low voice, "I can't tell that, he is sick." "What is wrong with him? Is it because he is sick that he is unmarried at such an old age? Is there something wrong with older young people not getting married? Well, what if that my daughter still doesn't know when she will find a boyfriend? We really like Julian. Mrs. Karen regarded Julian as her son-in-law. Kira heard Julian say that he was sick and heard him say that he wanted to go upstairs. She turned around and went back to her room, pretending not to know that Julian was chatting with her mother downstairs. Soon, Julian arrived at the door of Kira's room. He raised his hand and knocked on the door. The door is unlocked. Come in. Kira responded. Julian twisted the doorknob and actually opened the door. He pushed the door open and entered without closing the door again. Kira. Kira sat on the sofa and watched him push the door open. She wanted to act surprised, but she couldn't act because she didn't know how to act. In the end, she just watched him walk over in silence. Julian sat down next to her. He said, "Kira, I want to talk to you. Drink water?" Kira asked him. After thinking for a while, Julian replied, "Give me a glass of warm water." He's afraid that if he talks too much later, his mouth will become dry. Kira stood up and poured him a glass of warm water. Then sat down again, looked at him, pursed her lips, and asked proactively, "Julian, I heard what you said to my mom downstairs." "Yes, you said you were sick. What is it? Is it serious? Tell us what problem you have, and we will introduce you to an expert doctor in that area." Julian replied, "I have seen a doctor, and the doctor said that medical science is helpless with me. They have no way to cure me. They can only wait and see if God wants me to live a normal life." Hearing this, Kira looked worried and nervous. Kira said, "What problem is so serious that doctors can't do anything about it? You have to go to several hospitals. Sometimes, the test results from one hospital will be wrong." "Julian, I have seen many doctors, and the results are all the same. There is no mistake. In fact, I am still single because of this disease." "Kira, you haven't said the reason yet." After Julian was silent for a moment, he stared at her and said in a low voice, "Apathy." Kira was stunned. "What kind of disease is this?" She had never heard of the disease. Julian explained it to her. Kira stared at him blankly for a long time. Then she asked him, "You mean, in your situation, only when you meet a girl who can make you attracted and responsive can you become a normal man, and have you only reacted to that girl in this life and not to other women?" Chapter 2864. Julian nodded. "Yes, that's why I haven't gotten married, because I don't respond to those women. I can't marry someone back and be a widow just for my own sake, right? My family was also very anxious and arranged countless blind dates for me. I didn't want to go on blind dates anymore, so they showed me pictures of girls, hoping that one of them would make me react. That as long as I look at a girl a few more times or say a few words to her, my parents will think that I like them, which makes me extremely helpless. In the end, I have to stay away from women to prevent my parents from misunderstanding." "Kira, I was prepared to be a bachelor all my life. Who knew that at the airport, in Wiltspoon, I picked up a bunch of your keys? There was a small photo on the keychain. I saw you in the small photo. I want to kiss you inexplicably. My heart beats faster, and I even blush quietly. This feeling has never happened to me in the past 30 years. I think it is a heartbeat, a normal man's reaction. You are the only person in this world who can save me and turn me into a normal man, because you are the destined daughter that God set up for me." Kira was stunned for a while listening to it with relish, as if she were listening to a story. If she hadn't been the heroine of his story, she would have actually thought she was listening to one. "Kira." Julian took one of Kira's hands and said seriously, "Kira, what I said is true. I really fell in love with you at first sight. I won't ever again succumb to temptation from a woman in this life besides you. You need not be concerned that I am merely attempting to be different or that my perspective is shifting. This kind of thing will never happen to me because I am a sick person, and only you can cure my illness. You don't have to worry that my parents don't like you. You really don't have to worry. In fact, they have known about your existence for a long time and have always supported me in getting close to you and cultivating feelings with you. It's just that I was a little stupid and got along with you. For such a long time, I haven't dared to confess to you. I'm not afraid of you laughing at me, so I still called my cousin, Josh, to ask for advice. He told me that if I love you, I have to confess to you. I want you to know that I love you. Let you know, I don't want to be your buddy, I just want to be your boyfriend and your future husband. Julian said it very sincerely. Kira had no doubts about his words. She believed that Julian would not lie to her. Although she didn't understand apathy, she believed that Julian didn't need to lie to her. Kira asked, "Where are my keys?" Because she did drop a bunch of keys when she was in Wiltspoon, and the bunch of keys did have a photo of her on it, and she carried it with her. After she dropped it, she searched everywhere but couldn't find it. It turned out that Julian had picked it up. "That I keep it here with me all the time. When no one is around, I will take it out, look at it, and secretly kiss you in the photo." Julian took out a bunch of keys. There was also a photo of Kira on the keychain. Kira got the key back and confirmed that it was indeed hers. When she heard that no one was there, he took it out to look at it and secretly kissed her in the photo. Kira's face turned red inexplicably. Julian was kissing her photo, and she felt like he was kissing her face. "Did you find me through this little photo after you found my key?" Kira asked him. Julian nodded honestly. "So, you've investigated me?" If Kira couldn't figure it out, she is a fool. Julian had a lot of money. If he asks someone to take her photos and investigate everything about her, he will definitely get results that satisfy him. Then, he will. He said that she is his savior, and he is so close to her. She helped him on the streets of Wiltspoon late that night. Was it by chance, or a drama arranged by him? Chapter 2865, Julian said, "It can't be said to be an investigation. I just want to know who you are. After all, you are the only woman I love. Even if I search all over the world, I will find you. Because I have your photo, it's easy to find you." At this time, Julian said everything didn't hide anything anymore. He had learned from Zachary's past experience and knew that when facing the woman he loved, it was better to say some things earlier. If he kept it hidden for too long, it would be difficult to end it. Zachary and Serenity almost got divorced at first. "After I found you, I couldn't get acquainted with you casually, for fear that you would regard me as a pervert, so I arranged for my men to pretend to be speedsters and stop my car on your way back to the hotel, putting me in danger and giving you a chance to save me. That way, if I regard you as my savior, I will be close to you and treat you well, and you will not doubt me." Kira glared at him and said, "Sure enough, it was all arranged by you." Julian said, "Kira, I'm sorry. It was my fault. I shouldn't have plotted against you like that, but I really don't know what to do to get to know you and not be disgusted by you. I have no experience pursuing wives. In fact, growing up, I rarely interacted with young women. I can only think of the stupidest way. If you want to be angry, just scold me or hit me. Just don't ignore me." Kira didn't know whether she should be angry or not. She felt like she wasn't angry, but she was a little unhappy. Kira asked, "I thought I really did something good and saved people, but it turned out that I just acted in a play with you. Did you invite those people? Then you sent them all to the police station? Julian said honestly, they are all my people. They have always been loyal to me and worked for me. They are all very skilled. But after fighting you that night, some of them were slightly injured. They were sent to the hospital afterwards. They all say that the future young master's wife is very good at boxing and kicking and is very cruel, but you're very suitable for me. They all have a very good impression of you. I sent them to the police station, and that was for you to see. I made arrangements in advance. Kira, I'm really sorry. I lied to you and kept it for so long. Josh said that my emotional intelligence is too low. I admit that my emotional intelligence is really too low. I don't know how to pursue a wife. I used the stupidest method to get to know you. In addition to being business magnates with numerous subsidiaries, our Butcham family also operates as private investigators. The individuals reporting to me are exceptionally adept at surveilling information. Our Butcham family's sphere of influence is extensive, encompassing numerous locations. Kira was startled and asked him quickly, is your family involved in gangs? It sounds like you are a gangster. Julian said, if we were gangsters, would we still be able to survive until now? Our Butcham family only has a strong information network and is well informed. We can eat a lot of fresh melons every day. Therefore, if the people in Wiltspoon cannot be friends with us, they don't dare to offend us because they are afraid that we will reveal their background. Of course, there are many people who hate us and hate us from the bottom of their hearts. They always want to find an opportunity to attack the core members of our Butcham family. That's why my subordinates say that you are very suitable for me because you are good at boxing and kicking. Your family runs a martial arts gym and has many students. The Butcham family and the Karen family became in-laws, which was equivalent to the union of two forces. The Karen family martial arts gym had been open for so many years, and it was one of the best in Yonsberg, and its social status was not low. The martial arts students in the martial arts gym could be said to be all over the country. People who learned martial arts were often righteous and loyal. If the Karen family martial arts gym was in trouble and needed help, even the students who had left the martial arts gym would come from all directions to help the martial arts gym if they found out, Julian said. But I don't value your family background. I only value you as a person. What I like is you as a person. No matter who you are or what your family background is, I will never dislike you. Kira, what I said is true. I only love you as a person, but it just happens that your family background suits me very well. Julian was worried that Kira misunderstood that he was interested in her family background. Chapter 2866, Julian added, I know that marrying me as your wife may involve unpredictable dangers, but I will do my best to keep you safe. I will not let you be bullied or suffer any harm. He was the young master of the Butcham family and the future head of the Butcham family. If he couldn't protect his wife, he would not have the face to take over the Butcham family. Kira instinctively said, I'm not afraid that you will implicate me. As long as you and your family don't do anything illegal, your power will depend on your ability. She had the ability to protect herself, Julian said quickly. We will not engage in illegal activities such as Murider, Arzon, smuggling, etc. We are all thinking about the long term. How can we do illegal things to seek death? Isn't that asking for death? Grandma York said that if our Butcham family dares to do anything illegal, she will be the first to spare us. Our Butcham family has some connections from Grandma York. The relationship between the Butcham family and the York family is so good, and they were inseparable from Grandma York. That's the main reason. The second thing was that the younger generation had become brothers and friends. And they had a strong friendship, especially Butcham and Zachary. They were extremely strong buddies. Grandma York? She is a very good person. Kira met the old lady and liked her very much. Julian smiled and said, if you don't mess with her, she's a super nice old woman. If you mess with her, she can make you unable to live or die. Kira, who told you to mess with her? Who is not like this? It would be strange not to get angry when someone pisses her off. Julian smiled and stopped answering that he didn't like to get close to Grandma York anyway, for fear that he might accidentally become the fruit of her happiness. But when he saw Grandma York, he pretended to be closer to her than his own grandson and coaxed Grandma York, just because he was afraid that Grandma York would punish him on a whim. Of course, he still respected Grandma York very much, except for what you said, there is nothing you can hide from me anymore, right? Kira was not particularly angry about Julian's confession, as it was within the scope of her acceptance and understanding. If Julian kept lying to her until she found out, she would be very angry and feel that he had been treating her like a monkey. Now that they had not known each other for a long time, she was not so angry when he confessed everything to her. Julian shook his head repeatedly. No more, no more, I just hid this. From the beginning, he appeared in front of her as a big CEO, and he didn't hide the fact that he was a rich man from her. You can let me think about emotional matters, okay? Kira needed some time to digest what happened tonight. Chapter 2867, Julian said, okay, I won't rush you, nor will I force you. You think about it carefully. Even if you can't accept my feelings now, I can wait. It's because I haven't done a good enough job to satisfy your heart. I will continue to work hard and do my best to make you like and satisfy you. Kira smiled and said, it's not that you're not good enough, it's just that I treat you as a buddy and you treat me as your wife. For a while, I need time to digest it. After all, this is a major event in life and will concern me for the rest of my life. Happiness must be thought about clearly, Julian. This is a matter between the two of us. Before I reply to you, don't tell my parents. If they know that I didn't accept you immediately, they are afraid, they will scold me like ABTCH. There's nothing you can do about it. On countless blind dates, men have turned me off, my dad doesn't care. I'm not old, I'm only in my 20s, but my mom is worried. She always feels that I was brought into martial arts by my dad, and I have developed a lot of martial arts. Although I am very good at self-protection, I still have some skills. I give others the wrong impression of being rude, so I don't have a boyfriend. That's why my mom is most worried that I won't be able to get married. My mom will hold my dad responsible for harming me as long as other people ignore me on a blind date. You are probably my mom's last and most important hope. Julian nodded in agreement. I won't tell Uncle and Auntie until you think clearly about your reply. Kira, by the way, Julian, it wasn't because of your hand that the man continued to ignore me after we met on a blind date, was it? Julian said, no, our Butcham family's network in Johannesburg is not very wide. I came here on a business trip, vigorously developed here, invested in the establishment of a subsidiary, and the network gradually expanded, so the matter of you being ignored by the man on a blind date and my hands or feet were not touched. Besides, after he came to Johannesburg, she rarely went on blind dates. None of the matchmakers in Johannesburg wanted to introduce her boyfriend to her. Kira thought that she had known him for a short time and believed that he was telling the truth at this moment. Kira said, well, it's okay. You go downstairs first. I'll sit down for a few minutes, calm down, and adjust my mood before going downstairs. My two brothers should be back soon. My dad went out to eat and won't come back to eat. Julian responded gently, okay. He looked at Kira deeply, then stood up, walked out of Kira's room, and closed the door for Kira. After that, he stood at the door of the room for a while before turning and going downstairs. When he got to the stairs, he saw Mrs. Karen running downstairs. He guessed that Mrs. Karen should have been eavesdropping near the door of the room just now. Because he didn't close the door, Mrs. Karen didn't dare get too close for fear of being discovered. Julian laughed but understood Mrs. Karen's actions. If it were his parents, they would probably stick to the door and eavesdrop. In order not to embarrass Mrs. Karen, Julian paused for a few minutes and waited for Mrs. Karen to come downstairs and enter the kitchen before going downstairs. This time, Kendrick and Kenneth entered the house one after another. The snow is getting heavier and heavier, and it's hard to drive. I walked back after Kendrick entered the house. He began to take off his thick coat. The heating inside the house was like a world of ice and fire compared with the outside. Brother, you are back. Julian came over and said, Auntie has washed the vegetables and prepared the hot pot soup base, and she is waiting for you to come back to eat hot pot. Julian smiled, and when he saw Kenneth following Kendrick in, he smiled again. Brother Kenneth, you're back too, come in quickly, it's too cold outside. Kendrick followed him into the house, and Julian closed the door. Dad hasn't come back yet? Kenneth asked. Like his elder brother, he took off his thick coat after entering the house. Julian took the coat he took off from Kenneth and replied, Uncle won't be back for dinner tonight. Oh, eh. Julian, you came back earlier than us tonight. Where is Kira? Why, don't you see her? Doesn't she usually come back with you? Kenneth didn't know yet about Julian's confession to Kira. Chapter 2868. Kendrick didn't tell Kenneth that he happened to not be in the martial arts gym just now. Before Julian could answer, Kira's voice came from the stairs. It's time to eat. Mrs. Karen shouted in the kitchen. Everyone immediately went into the kitchen, scrambling, and brought out the ingredients that Mrs. Karen had prepared for the hot pot. Except for the absence of Mr. Karen, everyone sat together and ate steaming hot pot. Kendrick also brought his dad's collection of famous wine and four small wine glasses and asked his Mrs. Karen, Mom, we want to drink some tonight, okay? Mrs. Karen said, if you don't plan to go out tonight, you are allowed to have a small drink each, but no more. It would be difficult for him to report to work the next day if he overindulged in alcohol. Kendrick said, okay, let's have a small drink. It's better to have a small drink than not to be able to take a sip. Kira, you're a girl, drink less. Kira was very dissatisfied. She said, it's true that I'm a girl, but my drinking capacity is not necessarily worse than that of my eldest brother and my second brother. I can still maintain my sanity after a small drink. If you bargain further, I'll let you take a sip and give your cup to Julian. Kenneth, with the dignity of his eldest brother, controlled Kira's drinking mouth. After pouring the wine, Kendrick leaned into Kira's ear and whispered, drink less and stay rational. When Julian is drunk, ask him if he is sincere with you. They all say that he speaks the truth after drinking. Well, he's drunk, so if you ask him, he must be telling the truth. Kira didn't know whether to laugh or cry, and he answered Kendrick in a low voice. He has a good drinking capacity. He drank all Dad's bottle of good wine, and he may not get drunk. Just drinking a small glass of wine and trying to knock Julian down was simply a dream. I believe what Julian said is true. After Kira finished speaking, she used serving chopsticks to pick up a chopstick of food for Julian. She smiled and said to Julian, you should also drink less. After dinner, let's go for a walk. Julian, okay. It's cold outside, Mrs. Karen said. Julian is from Wiltspoon, he won't be able to bear it. I've been married for decades. Every winter, I try not to go out if I can. I can't stand the cold winter in Jonsberg. In the first few years after she got married, when her children were still young, she took them back to her parents' house to spend the winter. Later, the child grew older and needed to go to kindergarten and elementary school. For the sake of the child's studies, she couldn't just go back to her parents' home when she wanted to, so she had to bite the bullet that it was good to have heating in the house. No matter how much she wore when she went out, she felt so cold. Julian smiled and said, "Auntie, I'm not afraid of the cold." Kendrick took over. "If Julian is cold, let Kira hug him and feel Kira's fiery enthusiasm. This will ensure that Julian feels like summer in winter." "Brother!" Kira shouted reluctantly. Kendrick teased her, and her face was quietly stained with red clouds. Kendrick laughed heartily. "You're blushing like that. Don't drink this small glass of wine. I'm afraid you'll get drunk if you touch it." Kira. Chapter 2869. After dinner, Kira took Julian out for a walk. After the two left, Kenneth asked Kendrick, "Brother, do you think our sister is a little weird tonight? She is very unnatural. She blushes all the time. She doesn't dare to look at Julian. She is different than usual. Kira and I have been brothers and sisters for more than 20 years, and I just saw her shy side tonight. It turns out that Kira can be shy too. Only when she is shy can she act like a girl. Normally, she acts like a boy, careless and as thick-skinned as a chopping board." Kendrick went to make tea by himself and did not answer his brother immediately. Mrs. Karen was washing dishes and chopsticks in the kitchen. Hearing Kenneth's words, she suddenly came out of the kitchen and said to her two sons, "Come, here, Mom wants to tell you something while Julian is not here." "What's the matter?"
"It's mysterious, Mom, your expression is very serious. Is it something bad?"
Kenneth came over and asked Mrs. Karen curiously. Seeing her serious expression, he didn't dare to smile playfully. Kendrick was still holding the teapot in his hand. He thought something had happened. So he quickly came over and asked with concern, "Mom, what's wrong? Did Julian say anything when he came back?"
"He confessed to my sister. My sister was not prepared at all, so he confessed. My sister was so scared that she ran out of the martial arts gym. I told him not to chase Kira and told him to calm down. Now look at the two of them. There seems to be something interesting about it."
Kenneth turned his head and looked at his eldest brother. "Brother, you said Julian confessed to my sister?"
"Mrs. Karen said Julian said he was sick. He just confessed everything to Kira. I went to eavesdrop and didn't hear it very clearly. But he said he was really sick."
"What kind of illness was it?"
"I didn't hear him clearly. That's the name of the disease. Anyway, it's because of that disease that he's single to this day."
"Ah!"
Both Kendrick and Kenneth shouted. The expressions of the two people changed quickly. Kenneth shouted, "Isn't he bad?"
"Mrs. Karen, he seemed to say there was no reaction. I wanted to hear it more clearly. He opened the door at the time and didn't close it. I didn't dare to get too close to eavesdrop, so I couldn't hear clearly. Alas, now I'm so anxious. You are men, and men don't have so many scruples when talking to men, when they come back later." The two brothers will quietly talk to Julian and ask him what his disease is and whether it can be cured. Don't be afraid of medical treatment. We also have many good doctors in Jonsberg. Go there more often. Check it out at the hospital. Both brothers nodded solemnly. Soon, Kendrick said in a low voice, "Mom, I don't think that's the problem.
If he really has a problem, he won't confess it to my sister. We can all see his feelings for Kira. He is sincere. How could Kira be left a widow? So, it can't be that problem. Kenneth analyzed it calmly. He also echoed, Mom, I think the elder brother made a good analysis. Julian has lived in our house for such a long time. We dare not say that we know him very well, but we can all see his feelings for Kira. I'm sure he is sincere. If he truly loves her, how can he be willing to let her live as a widow after marriage? If he really has a problem in that way, he will not confess to her or harm her. Chapter 2870. After thinking for a while, Mrs. Karen said, "What you said makes sense, but when Julian comes back, you still have to ask clearly, so as not to make me feel so anxious and uncomfortable for a long time. Also, Julian likes our Kira, and they are a perfect match, but Julian is from a wealthy family. So there is still a gap between our family and theirs. Who knows if his parents can accept our Kira. When your dad comes back, we'll tell your dad and ask him to go to Wiltspoon quietly to find out about Julian's parents." Kendrick nodded. "I can go by myself. I'll book a flight tonight and fly to Wiltspoon early tomorrow morning. Mrs. Karen, let your dad take you there. You are still young, and your eyesight for people is still a little mature. Your dad is old and has been in the world for decades, and his eyesight for people is not bad. He is always asked to find out for his daughter whether her future husband's family is good, but it is unreliable. If it weren't for Julian's suspicion, Mrs. Karen would have wanted to go to Wiltspoon," Kendrick said. "I don't think Julian's parents will dislike my sister. It doesn't matter how old Julian is. If we round up, he is a middle-aged uncle in his 40s. Our Kira is only 24. He is not yet 25 years old. He is very young, and if we dislike him, it is because we dislike Julian. Julian's parents must be crazy anxious. Finally, Julian has a girl he likes. Will they dislike her? Maybe they can't wait to come to our house to propose marriage. So what if the Butcham family is a wealthy family? Is our Karen family very poor? We dare not say that our Karen family has a net worth of tens of billions, but all the assets put together are quite a lot. Didn't my parents prepare it for my sister a long time ago? Houses, shops, and other assets are already better than those of countless people. Okay, I have to go to Wiltspoon to find out more about the Butcham family." Kendrick had already taken out his mobile phone and was preparing to book his own flight. "Mom, what's my dad's ID number?" "I'll book tickets for me and my dad now, and fly to Wiltspoon tomorrow." Mrs. Karen remembered her husband's ID card number, gave it to Kendrick, and asked him to book a flight. At the same time, she said to Kenneth, "No matter what. The two most favorite flowers for women are spending them casually and spending money. He could give her money to spend so that she had money to spend. Go buy clothes first, and I'll give you a set of clothes." Kira felt that after accepting the bouquet from him, she wanted to give him something in return. She decided to give him a thick coat. "You want to give me clothes? Julian was very happy, seeing that you are wearing so little. I'm afraid you'll be cold, so I'll give you a thick coat. But I'm not as rich as you, and all you wear is from famous brands. I can only give you a coat worth $1,000 or a few hundred dollars. If you don't like it, don't throw it away. Give it back to me. I will give it to my eldest brother. He is about the same height as you." Julian immediately said, "I don't dislike it. What you gave to me is mine, and you can't take it back. The eldest brother has more clothes. His clothes are much thicker than mine. I don't have many thick clothes. In fact, I am very afraid of the cold. See, I don't dare to go out very much now. I stay in the office every day, either in your martial arts gym or your home, which is a place with heating. Julian, who just said that he was not cold, was afraid that Kira would regret it and give the clothes he bought to his future brother-in-law, lying and saying that he was afraid of the cold. Kira said, I know you want demeanor rather than warmth. When southerners come to our Jansburg, they will say that the winter here is very cold. Even if you travel all over the world, the place where you spend the most time is Wiltspoon. You must not be afraid of the cold. The current temperature in Wiltspoon really made Kira envious. Julian said with a smile, we don't have heating over there. It's really cold when it's cold. We rely on our integrity to survive winter after winter. The two entered a clothing store while talking. I rarely buy clothes, and I don't know how to choose. Kira, please help me choose. Julian was telling the truth. Specialized designers made his clothes specifically for him, or brands gave them to him to aid in advertising. Young Master Butcham wearing a brand's clothing indicates that the clothing is of high quality, and as a result, everyone rushed to customize the same style of clothing, which was more effective than the brand's own advertising. Kira agreed, and she helped Julian pick out some clothes, from jackets to undershirts to pants. She almost bought a dozen for him. When the two of them came out of the clothing store, Julian was carrying large and small bags in his hands. And the smile on his face was brighter than the sun at noon. The two of them walked to the martial arts gym first. After getting the bouquet of flowers that Kira left at the martial arts gym, they walked home together. It already felt like a date when the Karen family saw the two people coming back. They were getting along harmoniously as usual, and Julian had both hands full. Chapter 2872. Kendrick asked, Julian, what did you buy? You bought so much. Kendrick looked at Kira again, and when he saw that there was nothing wrong with her, he cursed in his heart. They didn't look like lovers. Kira should still treat Julian as a buddy, right? And Julian, what is wrong with him? Mrs. Karen cut the fruit. When she saw the two of them entering the house, she greeted them. I just cut the fruit and you are back. Come and eat the fruit. Kira bought me some clothes. Julian smiled and said, he walked over with large and small bags, sat down next to his two future brother-in-laws, and began to show off the clothes Kira bought him. Kira saw his show-off look. His face was hot, and she didn't need to look in the mirror. She knew that she was blushing again, and she didn't even sit down. So she said to her family, Mom, eldest brother, and second brother, we'll go upstairs to rest first. With that said, she went upstairs, holding the bouquet. She didn't want her family to see her blushing shyly. Kira's two brothers cooperated with Julian's showing off. When Julian showed off a coat, they praised Kira for her good taste. The coat they picked for Julian was handsome and thick, and it would be very warm to wear. They also said that they and Kira had been brothers and sisters for more than 20 years, and Kira rarely bought them clothes. In short, just a few pieces of clothing made Julian feel elated. He tasted the taste of love and realized that friends around him would be very happy when receiving things from their sweethearts, even if they were worthless. In the end, Kira's two brothers didn't ask what kind of disease Julian had. Kendrick had already booked a flight and would fly to Wiltspoon with Mr. Karen the next morning. They wanted to quietly inquire about the character of the Butcham family and what kind of illness Julian had. They were afraid that if they asked Julian face to face, he would not tell the truth. It's better to find out for themselves. There was nothing more to say all night. Early the next morning, Kendrick and Mr. Karen rushed to the airport in a taxi. When they left, Kira was still dreaming. Even Julian, who always got up early, happened to have a sweet dream. He dreamed that he was about to kiss Kira. But he hadn't kissed her yet. He couldn't bear to wake up, so he didn't know that Kira's father and elder brother went on a long trip. As soon as Mr. Karen and Kendrick left, Mr. Butcham and his wife arrived, behind, in order not to scare their future in-laws. They did not dare to bring a bodyguard group and drive a row of luxury cars over. The couple drove a very ordinary car, thinking that it would appear more down-to-earth. Apart from a few gifts, the things they prepared for their future in-laws were nothing valuable. They were afraid that the gift would be too expensive and that the in-laws would not accept it. But with just a few gifts, they felt it was too little. So, before they came, they ran to Wildridge Manor and searched at the foot of Wildridge Manor, including sweet potatoes, taro, pickled taro sprouts, pickles, dried vegetables, domestic eggs, and longan. These things were not worth much, but they were down to earth. They felt that, if they gave them to their future in-laws, they would definitely like them very much and would accept them in full without rejecting them. Mrs. Butcham was from their side and had been married for decades, so she probably liked this kind of gift the most. The couple drove over in a 7-seater business car and parked in front of Karen's house. The car was filled with down-to-earth gifts they had brought. "Husband, are we here a little early? It looks like the door to the in-laws' house hasn't been opened yet." There were very few pedestrians on the street. It was extremely cold. It was so early in the morning that everyone was in bed. Except for those who needed to go to work, Mr. Butcham looked at the closed door of the Karen family and realized that the couple had arrived too early and might disturb people's dreams. Chapter 2873. Mr. Butcham looked at the time and said, "We are here a little early. If it is summer, many people will be up at this time. How about waiting in the car for a while and then knocking on the door?" Mrs. Butcham said, "I'll call my son first and ask him to get up." With that said, Mrs. Butcham called Julian. Julian just dreamed that he kissed Kira's red lips. The harsh ringtone of his cell phone woke him up before he could fully appreciate it. After waking up, he was still thinking about the kiss in his dream. After touching his mouth, Julian felt, only then did he realize that he was dreaming. Although Kira did not escape and faced his confession openly, she said she still had to think about it. He didn't immediately return his feelings. Even dreaming was sweet. DMN the phone. What unscrupulous person would call him early in the morning to disturb his dream? Julian suddenly became angry. He grabbed the phone, answered the call without looking at the caller ID, and asked in a sinister tone, "Who are you, disturbing my dream so early in the morning? You'd better have something big to tell me, otherwise." "Mrs. Butcham, what else? Who do you think I am?" "I'm your mother. I'm at the door of Karen's house. You'd better come out and open the door now, otherwise, I will go in and skin you." Julian was vicious, and his mother was even more vicious than him. A few words made Julian's anger disappear. He suddenly sat up from the bed and whispered, "Mom? You, what did you say? You are at the door of Karen's house? Dad is also there?" His parents said they were coming over, and they actually came so quickly. "Mrs. Butcham, your dad is next to me. I see that the door to my in-laws' house is still closed. Maybe they haven't gotten up yet?" "Son, did we come too early?" Julian rolled over, got out of bed, and responded, "Of course it's early. It's so cold that you guys came so early. My dad said he was coming over, and he actually came over. I told you that the time is not yet ripe. You guys come over. It will scare Kira. Mom, you and Dad wait for a few minutes, and I'll go downstairs and open the door for you right away." Even though his parents really came after complaining, Julian couldn't really let his parents wait outside. He told Mrs. Butcham a few words, hung up the phone, then changed his clothes as quickly as possible, put on a thick coat, grabbed his cell phone, and hurried downstairs. The door of the Karen family was not opened, but Kenneth and Kira were already up, not to mention Mrs. Karen, who was used to getting up early to prepare breakfast for the family. When Mr. Karen and Kendrick went out, Mrs. Karen prepared breakfast for them, so the father and son had breakfast before going out. Julian thought he got up early. When he went downstairs, he saw Kenneth and Kira and realized that he was the last one to get up. "Julian, wake up. Auntie left breakfast for you. Eat it while it's hot. They've both eaten and drunk enough. They'll go back to the martial arts gym later." Mrs. Karen came out of the kitchen and said this to Julian with a smile, "Auntie, morning." Julian smiled and said hello, then greeted Kenneth and Kira and walked outside without stopping. Seeing his footsteps in a hurry, Kira followed him and asked with concern, "Julian, what happened?" Mrs. Karen also followed to the door of the house and watched. Julian stopped and waited for Kira. When Kira came to his side, he whispered, "Kira, my parents are here. They are at your door now. They just called me." Kira was stunned. "Julian's parents are here, right now at her doorstep." Her first reaction was, were they coming for her? Kira felt a little nervous for no reason. Chapter 2874. Kira lowered her head to look at her clothes today and felt that there was nothing wrong with her. She raised her hand to straighten her clothes, touched her hair, and asked Julian, "Julian, can you see how I am looking now?" Julian smiled and said, "You are always fine. Don't worry or be nervous. My parents are very easygoing." "Kira, I'm not nervous. I think it's the first time we meet, so we don't dress up deliberately, and we need to be generous and decent. I'll open the door." With that said, Kira walked across the yard and opened the door before Julian could. A black business car was parked in front of her house. Seeing Kira open the door, the people in the car pressed down the windows, and soon, someone got out of the car. She was a beautiful middle-aged woman who looked somewhat similar to Julian. Without asking, she could guess that this beautiful middle-aged woman was Julian's mother. Kira sighed in her heart. Mrs. Butcham took good care of her. She looked like Julian's sister. Standing together, the two of them looked nothing like mother and son. Mrs. Butcham came over with a smile and said, "Are you Kira? I have seen your photo." "Hello, I am Julian's mother." "Hello, Auntie." Kira quickly said hello. Julian followed Kira out and called Mom. Mrs. Butcham smiled and nodded. Her beautiful eyes fell on Kira, and she looked at Kira from head to toe. She thought Kira was more beautiful in person than in the photos, and she was a perfect match for her son. She fell in love with Kira as soon as she saw him, the only girl who could save her son. She thought Kira was very good and admired Kira as early as she saw the photo. Mr. Butcham also got out of the car. "Hello, Miss Karen, I am Julian's father." Mr. Butcham used to speak very loudly, but now, in front of Kira, he speaks softly, without any of the roughness of the past. Kira called Uncle Butcham again and quickly invited the two of them into the house. "Uncle Butcham, Auntie, come in quickly, it's cold outside." "All right." The couple responded in unison. Mr. Butcham threw the car keys in his hand to Julian and said to him, "Move everything in the car into the house. Uncle Butcham, you and Auntie are just here. You don't need to bring anything." Kira enthusiastically invited the two people into the house. Mrs. Butcham said, "It's not something expensive. It's some specialties from our farmers over there. It's not worth much." Mr. Butcham echoed, "Yes, yes, it's not worth much, just some sweet potatoes, taro, fruits, etc. It's really not worth much, it's just a little bit of our thoughts. I'd heard Julian mention you a long time ago." You saved our Julian, his mother, and I have long wanted to come and thank you in person. We never had time, so we had to let Julian thank you first. Now that we have time, his mother and I just come over and visit right away. Ms. Karen, thank you very much for that night. If it weren't for you, our Julian would have been beaten to death. Mr. Butcham and his wife didn't know that their son had confessed everything to Kira. They were still helping Julian make up lies. Kira smiled and said, Uncle Butcham, Julian's boxing and kicking skills are very powerful. Even without my generous help that night, he could have escaped unscathed. What's more, those people were arranged by Julian. She just happened to be in the role. If she hadn't been in the role, Julian's men wouldn't be able to continue acting. Kira did not expose Julian, thinking that Julian did what he did and even hid it from his parents. Chapter 2875. In fact, Julian also hid it from his parents, but his parents were not ordinary people. They knew what he did but kept silent. Mrs. Karen, who was watching at the door of the house, saw her daughter bringing two strangers in. The two strangers were somewhat similar to Julian, and she quickly guessed the identities of the visitors. Mrs. Karen quickly opened the door to the main house. When Mrs. Butcham saw Mrs. Karen, she almost called her in-laws. She stopped hastily as she spoke, fearing that being too abrupt would scare her future in-laws. Mrs. Karen didn't expect Julian's parents to come over. She was thinking that her husband and the eldest son had just gone to the airport and were about to fly to Wiltspoon to find out about Julian's parents. However, it was good that they were here. It wasn't too embarrassing for the husband when he went to Wiltspoon to find out about the Butcham family. The Karen family was still very satisfied with Julian. If the Butcham family were very good people and stayed as far away as possible, they would all agree to Kira marrying Wiltspoon. They just didn't know what illness Julian had. The brothers didn't ask Julian last night, and Kira didn't tell the family. Mrs. Karen guessed that there was nothing wrong with Julian's health through her daughter's attitude towards Julian. Maybe it was a disease before, and it is cured now. In the words of Kendrick, if Julian had not cured his physical illness, he would not have confessed to Kira. How could he be willing to marry someone and remain a widow if he truly loved someone? Thinking like this, Mrs. Karen felt relieved. When the two parents met at their home, Mrs. Karen felt that Mr. Butcham and his wife had good tempers, were very easygoing, and seemed to be very down-to-earth.In order not to put pressure on their future in-laws, Mr. Butcham and his wife deliberately bought a few sets of cheaper clothes before coming over. They did not dare to wear big brand clothes, lest their future in-laws think that their family is too rich and cannot afford to reach them. Then they would hold their son back. Mr. Butcham and his wife had already known everything about the Karen family situation. They didn't dislike the Karen family at all but felt that the two families were well matched. Strictly speaking, it was the Karen family that suffered the loss. Their Julian was already a middle-aged uncle, while Kira was still a juicy little girl. Julian was an old cow eating young grass. Therefore, Mr. Butcham and his wife kept a very low profile. After her mother and second brother helped greet Mr. Butcham and his wife, Kira turned around and walked out to help Julian move things. Seeing Julian coming in with something in a snakeskin bag, she asked him, "Have you taken all the things? What is this?" Julian said, "There are many more in the car. My parents pulled a car over. No wonder they used a 7-seater commercial vehicle. It was used as a truck. The 5 seats in the back were packed to the brim, and the trunk was also packed to the brim. As long as he opened the trunk door, all the stuff stuffed in, the back would fall off. This is a big bag of sweet potatoes." Julian replied. He didn't know if his parents went to the market to buy it or if they went to a village to buy it. He opened it and looked at it. The sweet potatoes in the bag were very beautiful. Kira liked to eat roasted sweet potatoes. With this bag of sweet potatoes, she could roast them every day. Julian's parents had already figured out Kira's preferences. They also remembered what she liked to eat, even if it was roasted sweet potatoes. Chapter 2876. Julian knew that his parents would ignore him after he and Kira got married and only see their daughter-in-law. He was probably the tool man who took turns giving them grandchildren. Kira said, "So many sweet potatoes? You can roast the red potatoes and bake them yourself." The roasted sweet potatoes bought from outside cost more than $10 apiece, which is too expensive. Kira really liked it. The car door was still open. Kira walked over, leaned into the car, and took a look. He was stunned. "Is the whole car full of sweet potatoes?" She also picked up a snakeskin bag and didn't know whether to put it in sweet potatoes or taro. Soon, Kenneth also came out to help. The three young men went back and forth several times before moving all the farm specialties that filled the car into the Karen family's hall. The valuable gifts were stuffed into a snakeskin bag. Julian thought that his parents really only brought some farm specialties. However, Mrs. Karen did not feel any pressure to receive these gifts from the Butcham family. Not to mention that Mr. Butcham and his wife came to express their gratitude. "Damar Butcham and his wife are here, but the Kira brother and sister have not returned to the martial arts gym for the time being and have stayed at home to help entertain the guests." Knowing that Mr. Butcham and his wife had not had breakfast, Mrs. Karen quickly took Kira into the kitchen to prepare food again. Tea was also at this time that Kira had time to ask Mrs. Karen, "Mom, my dad and eldest brother went back to the martial arts gym so early today? I called my eldest brother, but he didn't answer. I called Dad, but he didn't answer either." Mrs. Karen glanced outside and then replied in a low voice, "Your dad and your eldest brother booked flights for today to go to Wiltspoon to find out for you what the Butcham family is like. Who knew Julian's parents would come over?" "Kira, before I could think about it, Dad and eldest brother ran to Wiltspoon," Mrs. Karen said. "I just want to help you find out clearly before you have thought about it and make sure you won't be wronged or bullied when you get married. Only then can you and Julian develop with confidence. Now that I have met Julian's parents, I feel that my worries are a bit unnecessary. They are obviously very satisfied with you. What kind of family is the Butcham family?" "It's their first visit. They didn't send those expensive things, but they brought so many farm specialties. They were thinking about it for us, and they were afraid that we would think their threshold was too high and we couldn't afford it. Being willing to accommodate us shows that they value you. Otherwise, when they come here, they will be arrogant, condescending, and looking down on others." She didn't believe what Mr. Butcham and his wife said. "It's been so long since Kira helped Julian. He really came here because of this matter. He came a long time ago. The two of them obviously came to see Kira. The food they received was acceptable to them. And it was something their daughter usually liked to eat. It was not worth the money, but the thought was more important," Mrs. Karen added. "They also deliberately drove over in an ordinary car. The clothes they wore were no different from what we wore. They didn't have any deliberate enthusiasm for us. They just liked us naturally. If they really wanted to say they were a little deliberate, they just brought us with them and tried to please." "Kira, Mom, you think a lot. After meeting like this, you analyzed a lot of truths," Mrs. Karen said. "Julian is very good. Even though he is many years older than you, as long as he is sincere with you, we will not stop you two from being together. I was originally worried that his parents would not get along well, but I have seen too many wealthy families. Your parents are domineering, stubborn, and particular about being well matched. I'm really worried that they will dislike you. I'm not too worried now." When your dad and brother come back, you can reply to Julian. Kira said, Julian is sentimental. He said that except for me, he has no reaction to other women. Of course his family will not dislike me. Chapter 2877, Mrs. Karen turned to look at Kira and asked, what do you mean by apathy? Julian's illness is apathy. He will only respond to one woman in his life. If he can't meet a woman who can make him respond, he will be an eunuch. If he can't be cured, he can be said to be resigned to his fate. Mrs. Karen, I have lived for decades, and this is the first time I have heard of this disease. So, if you marry Julian, you don't have to worry about him changing his heart towards you, and you don't have to worry about other women crawling into his bed and stealing him from you. Kira replied, theoretically, that's the case. Julian also said that he has no reaction at all when facing other women. After his parents learned about his situation, they arranged blind dates for him every day. When he didn't go on blind dates, his parents showed him many photos of young girls, hoping that someone would make him react, but to no avail. Kira told her mother everything she knew. Kira added, his parents are worried about his marriage. They are so worried that if he looks at a girl one more time, his parents will think that he is reacting to that girl. Mrs. Karen was surprised. She asked, how did you know that he had a different reaction to you? What did you two do? After asking, Mrs. Karen said to her daughter seriously, daughter, no matter whether Julian is sincere or fake to you, you should not surrender yourself until the wedding day. Girls should be more pure and self-respecting. My mother often reads some short essays or short videos. Some girls get pregnant before they get married. As a result, their husbands' families despise them, and the promised bride price is either lowered or canceled. You won't be happy if you marry someone like this. People look down upon you. You shouldn't go too far with Julian because, although I'm not saying I'm old-fashioned and incapable of keeping up with your young people's trends, as a mother, I don't want to see my daughter detested by the family of her future husband. Even if you are engaged, you still have to keep it. When you get the marriage certificate and become a legal couple, even if you haven't held the wedding yet, Mom won't care about you anymore. Mrs. Karen was worried that her daughter was young and impulsive and had no relationship experience. Although Julian had not had a girlfriend in the past, he was older and had been in the business world for more than 10 years. He had seen and understood more things than Kira. She was concerned that Julian would persuade her daughter to live with him, without getting married and become pregnant before doing so, even if her daughter is the only woman who can make Julian's heart beat. On the surface, the Butcham family's parents won't say anything. Who knows how they will view their daughter in their hearts, even if the Butcham family's parents would not look down on their daughter. Mrs. Karen thought it would be better to get married and stay together. It doesn't matter if she is conservative-minded, this is how she raised her daughter. People of their generation rarely get pregnant out of wedlock. Kira whispered, Mom, how could something like that happen to Julian and me? I wouldn't do it without a marriage certificate. Julian won't coax me. The men around him know how to respect women and respect any decision of the one they love. He must be that kind of person too. Julian had a good relationship with the young masters of the York family. Kira had attended the wedding of Zachary and Serenity and had seen what kind of attitude the young masters of the York family had towards their beloved ones. Mrs. Karen said, well, I think he is also a respectful person. I just want to remind you that I am afraid that you are young and impulsive. Did Julian tell you how he found out that you were his destined person? Kira nodded and told how Julian picked up her photo, secretly kissed her behind her back, found her through her photo, and then used some tricks to make her his savior. The two people got to know each other like this, After hearing this, Mrs. Karen said, "Fortunately, he didn't hide it from you for too long. He is willing to confess everything. If you are angry, just stay angry for 2 days. He is suitable for you. He is older and will take care of you." Her daughter was young and had a bit of a carefree personality. Julian was mature, calm, thoughtful, and attentive. With him taking care of her daughter, Mrs. Karen could feel more at ease. Chapter 2878. Mrs. Karen, who had always admired Julian, knew that Julian was her son-in-law after learning about Julian's special circumstances. And because Julian was able to marry Kira for special reasons, he would cherish it especially. Mrs. Karen didn't have to worry about her daughter's not having a good life after marrying Wiltspoon. The mother and daughter were talking in the kitchen while preparing breakfast for Mr. and Mrs. Butcham. Julian quickly came in to help. "Julian, I don't need your help. You go and talk to your parents." Kira pushed him out. Julian said, "My parents asked me to come in to help, and you pushed me out. Who should I listen to?" Julian asked, "By the way, are Uncle Karen and Brother Kendrick not up yet, or have they already gone to the martial arts gym?" Julian didn't see Mr. Karen and Kendrick, and now he has the opportunity to ask. "Your uncles Karen and Kendrick are away on business. They left for the airport very early this morning. They should be on the plane by now." "Mrs. Karen answered, Julian didn't think much about it. Anyway, he has said everything that needs to be said. Now that his parents are here again, he just needs to wait for Kira to think carefully and give him an answer." To be honest, Julian was actually very nervous inside. He felt that Kira did not reject him. Kira would also help him buy clothes. After he confessed his love, she didn't run away. There was still a great chance. But Kira didn't say it openly all day. Julian was worried, nervous, scared, and afraid that what was waiting would be rejection. However, even if Kira refuses, he will not give up and will pursue it to the end. "Don't say he is sick. Even if he is not sick, if he likes a woman, he will be committed to her for the rest of his life, and he will not like anyone else except her," Julian said. "Auntie, you don't need to prepare too much. Just cook a bowl of noodles for my parents to fill their stomachs. I will send my parents back to the hotel to rest later, and they can eat at the hotel." "Mrs. Karen said, your parents have come so far and are honored guests of our family. I will treat them to dinner at noon. Do you want to eat out or eat at home?" "If you want to eat at home, Kira, you and Kenneth don't go back to the martial arts gym today. Go out and help Mom buy some food. There isn't much food at home." Mrs. Karen didn't want to go out. Well, it was too cold. She was old and couldn't bear it. If she drives to the supermarket, it won't actually be too cold, but now she doesn't dare to drive in snow or after snow. In the past, when she drove out after snow, her wheel slipped, and she almost had an accident. She was frightened. After that, as long as it was snowing, she didn't even dare to drive out. "Eat at home, Auntie. Kira and I will go shopping for groceries later." Julian made decisions for his parents. His parents didn't want him to leave. They wished they could live with the Karen family like him. The two families could get to know each other and get to know each other better. Chapter 2879. Kenneth was chatting with Mr. and Mrs. Butcham in the hall. Mr. Butcham was a very forthright person. There was only a few decades of age difference between him and Kenneth, but the two of them soon started chatting enthusiastically. If Julian hadn't brought breakfast to his parents, Mr. Butcham and Kenneth would have become sworn brothers. Mrs. Butcham secretly kicked Mr. Butcham many times. "Has this old guy, Mr. Butcham, forgotten where he is now?" This was the Karen family, the home of their future in-laws. Kenneth was the brother of their future daughter-in-law. If Mr. Butcham and Kenneth become sworn brothers with different surnames. What should the son call Kenneth? This generation is in chaos. Dad, Mom, and Auntie have prepared breakfast for you. You can eat it while it's hot. We have already eaten. Julian greeted his parents into the restaurant for dinner and said to them at the same time, Dad, Mom, let's eat here at noon. Kira and I will go out to buy groceries later. Mrs. Butcham smiled and said, okay, I want to go too and enjoy the snow, scenery. Husband, what about you? You should also go along and help carry the dishes. Mrs. Butcham seemed to be asking her husband for his opinion, but she made the decision for him. She didn't dare to leave her husband at Karen's house, fearing that Julian would call Kenneth his uncle when he came back to buy some vegetables. Okay. Mr. Butcham readily agreed. Mrs. Karen came out of the kitchen and said very embarrassedly, I didn't realize you were here. Breakfast is extremely simple. You can make do with it. What would you like to eat for lunch? Do not be polite to me. Please tell me what you want to eat. I'll tell you. It is possible that it will burn out. I treat you like family, and you are welcome. Mrs. Butcham smiled and said, we will not be polite or formal, we are just a family. We are not picky, we will eat whatever we have. In-laws, oh, Mrs. Karen, your daughter, Kira, is really a good girl, unlike our Julian, who is a JRK. His father and I were often set off by him. Mrs. Karen ignored what Mrs. Butcham accidentally called her in-laws. She smiled and said, anyway, our Kira makes me angry. Julian is young and promising, mature and steady, gentle as jade, good-tempered, and tolerant. He has a strong heart and is much better than our Kira. Mr. Butcham looked at Julian and teased him. Is the Julian that Mrs. Karen talks about my son? Why does it sound like a different person? Dad, please eat your breakfast quickly. It won't taste good if it's cold. Julian helplessly urged his parents to have breakfast quickly, don't hurt him, and save him some face. He was young Master Butcham, in Wilt's Spoon, he was a godlike existence, a dragon that never saw its end. Many people were afraid of him when his parents hurt him. They didn't leave him any face at all, and they wished they could make him worthless. Kira hadn't replied to him yet. Looking at his parents' attitude, they couldn't wait to hold a wedding for him and Kira the next day. Half an hour later, Julian and Kira took Mr. and Mrs. Butcham out to buy groceries. Chapter 2880. As soon as they left, Mrs. Karen said to Kenneth, I feel more relieved after seeing Julian's parents. Kenneth said, I'm relieved, Mom. Kira hasn't agreed with Julian yet, right? I want to agree with Kira. The Butcham family is suitable for Kira. The people in their family are generous. Kira has a carefree personality. To put it bluntly, it's okay. Outspoken, in tune with the Butcham family. Mrs. Karen glared at Kenneth and said, this is a major event in your sister's life. We will help her pass the test and let her decide the rest. She is the one who wants to marry Julian, and she is the one who will spend the rest of her life with Julian. She must like her. Also, since your sister is married, you and your eldest brother should also think about it. Mom, I'm going to wash the rice and cook the rice. Kenneth turned around and left. Mrs. Karen really took the opportunity to urge him to get married. She scolded him a few times. Snow could be seen everywhere in Jonsberg. But at noon in Wilt's Spoon, the highest temperature was 25 degrees. People wearing short sleeves could be seen shopping on the streets at any time. Serenity was waiting in the bookstore for Zachary to pick her up and go to the Wilt's Spoon Hotel for dinner together. Now she no longer knits handicrafts, and the original online store has been transferred to a mother who helped her make goods. Then, she stayed in the bookstore, except when the students were a little busy after class. She was very bored at other times. From time to time, she would visit the store next door. Although the bodyguards did not follow her, they kept staring at her, fearing that she would make a mistake. When Jasmine was guarding the store, she loved reading novels and could read a book without moving all day long. Serenity didn't like reading novels very much. She picked a famous book and read more than 10 pages. Then she kept yawning and wanted to sleep. Yawning again, she closed the famous book and stopped reading. The reading was hypnotic. She got up, walked around the checkout counter, and walked towards the big bookshelves. She took a chicken feather sweep and swept the dust off the bookshelves. There was actually no dust at all. She was looking for something to do for herself to avoid boredom. At this time, the sound of high-heeled footsteps came from outside. Soon, she saw a strange young woman walking in. She was wearing Hermes on her arm. She was brightly dressed with exquisite makeup, and her waist-length hair was wavy. The moment Serenity saw her walking in, she seemed to feel familiar, but after seeing her face, Serenity was sure that she had never seen her before. The two bodyguards guarding the door of the bookstore followed in. Serenity told them to just watch at the door. She still held a chicken feather brush in her hand and said to the young woman who walked in, "Hello, what do you need?" The young woman looked around the bookstore, and finally her eyes returned to Serenity. She smiled and said, "My brother-in-law is in the second year of junior high this year. The school said what materials were needed. I didn't remember it. He called home and said that this bookstore had good information. I bought it. Do you know what the information is?" Serenity asked her, "Which school does your brother-in-law go to?" The young woman was randomly enrolled in a school. Serenity turned around and walked away to help her with the information. Soon, she prepared a set of materials for the young woman, handed the set of materials to the young woman, and said, "Your brother-in-law's school usually uses these materials. Parents of students from his school came to buy them from me. That should be it. How much does a set cost?" The young woman looked through it casually and then asked Serenity. Serenity said, "It's $469 in total. It's available in every subject. The price is also the same. It's the same price no matter which bookstore you go to." The young woman said, "Oh," but she didn't find it too expensive. She put down the stack of information books, and after wandering around the store again, she asked Serenity, "Does your store have those kinds of red numbers and strokes?" "My sister-in-law has just entered kindergarten and needs to use red drawings, so I bought her a few books to prevent her from watching TV and playing on her mobile phone as soon as she got home." Serenity asked, "How old is your sister-in-law today?" "She plays with the mobile phones and has fun." The young woman complained, "She is better at watching videos than me." The end. 2861-2880. Please waiting for next chapters of Married at First Sight.